HIV and AIDS is a health, economic, and workplace issue with the potential to negatively affect productivity and development. Stigma and discrimination help to fuel the spread of HIV and AIDS, standing as major obstacles to prevention services as well as treatment, care, and support for people living with the virus. While there is no cure for HIV and AIDS, the virus can be controlled. Stigma and discrimination against persons living with the virus can take a toll on the country's productive sector. HIV-related stigma and discrimination, especially in the workplace, can also lead to the abuse of workers' rights. Taking this into consideration, the government, employers, and employees working as a team have taken action to establish an appropriate framework to address HIV in the workplace through the National Workplace Policy on HIV and AIDS, approved by Parliament in 2010. The policy, developed according to the International Labour Organization's ILO standard, is geared towards preventing the negative effects of stigma and discrimination in the workplace.
The stigma and discrimination was a problem because the general public and the working public did not understand how the virus was transmitted. And the people thought that it could be transmitted socially, that is, by touching or drinking from the same cup, hugging and kissing. This, as you realize, was a real problem because it meant that if you were infected or affected by the virus, you became a social outcast, and therefore this was very disruptive to the workforce, causing many negative outcomes at work.
Senior Director for Occupational Safety and Health in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Robert Chung. He says with support from the ILO, strategies were implemented to prevent negative outcomes in the workplace for persons affected by HIV and AIDS. These strategies formed part of the National Workplace Policy on HIV and AIDS. The policy has been receiving support from ministries, departments, and agencies, as well as private sector entities.
We at the National Commercial Bank, we recognize that HIV/AIDS is a workplace issue and that employees with this life-threatening illness will need to continue their work life. So, of course, without fear of discrimination and stigmatization. So, we are committed to employees' health and well-being and, of course, to ensure that confidentiality to all employees occurs without prejudice.
Medical Response Officer at the National Commercial Bank, Rosalie Heslop. She says implementing the policy at the financial institution has enabled the company to monitor and mitigate the impacts of HIV and AIDS on staff.
In implementing the policy, it provides a framework for the bank to maintain maximum stability, productivity in the workplace, while of course protecting confidentiality, dignity, and the rights of anyone who may be HIV positive.
Occupational Health Advisor for Red Stripe, Veronica Binane, says the company has been a pioneer in introducing the National Policy on HIV and AIDS, having introduced the guidelines 15 years ago.
We adopted sections of the policy from our African brewery, and at that time, I don't think it was introduced as yet in Jamaica. So we were one of the benchmark companies for the Ministry of Labour when ILO came to Jamaica to introduce workplace HIV policy. Our policy basically speaks to non-discrimination against other employees who may have it, and it also speaks to harassment, and it speaks to the disciplinary measures that should be taken if somebody in our organization discriminates or harass somebody who they think may have HIV or has been showing signs of AIDS.
She says implementation of the policy has created a neutral environment for staff, regardless of their status.
We have seen where the policy has worked in that persons don't feel as if they need to disclose anything to anybody because it is not something that we screen for at Red Stripe. So employees will come in and do their medicals, and HIV is not a part of the blood test that they do. So they will come in, do their medicals, do their regular screening, and they will be passed fit or unfit, but not as a result of their HIV status.
Occupational Health Advisor for Red Stripe, Veronica Binane. The Ministry of Labour has been sensitizing persons to help them understand basic facts about HIV as a means of preventing discrimination, especially in the workplace. The National Workplace Policy on HIV and AIDS is seeking to transform the working environment across Jamaica by eliminating stigma and discrimination and ensuring decent work for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.